Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Enforcement Directorate questions Robert Wadra in money laundering case linked to land deal in Haryana. India's Hajj quota increases by nearly 40,000 from 2014 to 2025. Wholesale price index inflation eases to 2.05% in March. Stock market surges by over 2% following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by US. US government freezes $2.3 billion funds to Harvard University after it rejects Trump's demand to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And second leg of ISSF Shooting World Cup 2025 to begin at Lima in Peru today. And now the news in detail. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, today questioned Robert Wadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Wadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Wadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Wadra reached ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The Enforcement Directorate also conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Khacharyawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupee investor fraud linked to Messrs. PACL. As per the sources, FIR has also been registered against the associates of late Nirmal Singh Bhangu for illegally disposing of the properties of the company and its associate entities. The ED teams reached Khacharyawas' house in Jaipur early this morning for investigation. Our Jaipur correspondent reports, as soon as Khacharyawas' supporters got information about the ED action, they reached outside his residence and started raising slogans in his support. The Federal Probe Agency is searching multiple premises, in this case at some other locations too. India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. It said the remaining quota was allotted as customary to private tour operators. The ministry further noted that in line with the updated Saudi regulations, it has consolidated more than 800 operators into 26 combined Hajj group operators and distributed the quota to them well in advance. Registrations for the 52-day-long upcoming annual Amarnath Yatra have started. The pilgrims can register online via Shri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board website, jksasb.nic.in. More from our correspondent.
Registration can also be done at over 540 authorized bank branches across the country and designated centers such as Panchayat Bhavan, Vaishnavi Dham and Mahajan Hall. Registration is mandatory for all pilgrims and a compulsory health certificate issued by an authorized medical body is required to confirm fitness for the high altitude track. To manage the number of participants, only about 15,000 yatris will be allowed per day. The registration fee for each pilgrim is 220 rupees. A radio frequency identification card is mandatory for all pilgrims. The yatra will commence on July 3rd this year from the Pahalgam track in Anantnag district and Baltal route in Gandharwal district. The yatra will culminate on August 9 on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. With N. Gulshan Rana, Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Jammu.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place between terrorists and security forces in a village in Poonch district last night. Army's Jammu-based White Knight Corps informed on social media that the contact was established with terrorists during a joint operation with police at Lasana in Surankot last night. Additional troops have been inducted and search operations are going to prevent the terrorists from escaping. One army personnel was injured in the firefight and was subsequently shifted to a hospital. Further details are awaited. The Union Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jaishankar, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various developmental works of over 11.5 crore rupees in Narmada district of Gujarat today. The minister inaugurated the Smart Anganwadi and Smart Classroom at Lacharas village under MP Lads program. He also visited Post Office Passport Seva Kendra at Rajpipla. Talking to media, Dr. Jaishankar said the vision of a developed India can be achieved through development at the grassroots level.
पासपोर्ट के विषय में कम से कम तो बढ़ गई है तो उनका लगता है कि विदेश मंत्री कुछ तो उनका कर रहे हैं जिम्नास्टिक्स का वहां स्टेज फैसिलिटी है कि वो कमरा भी है बहुत बड़ा जिम्नास्टिक्स का कमरा और वहां जिम्नास्टिक्स के लिए जो स्पेशल जो इक्विपमेंट और जो सुविधाएं जो हैं कि उसके लिए जो ग्राउंड कैसे तैयार करना पड़ता है ताकि लोग जो हैं बच्चे जो हैं वो वहां जिम्नास्टिक्स सीख सकें.
Senior leaders of Congress and Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD today held a meeting in New Delhi and discussed their strategies for the upcoming assembly polls in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav and others attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Yadav described the meeting as positive, adding that they will hold another meeting on the 17th of this month in Patna. Meanwhile, BJP has taken a dig at RJD and Congress, saying such meetings are going to yield no positive results for the opposition alliance, as people of Bihar have already made up their mind to vote again for the NDA.
Because they have no confidence in Congress party, and it is purely because of the fact that they, wherever Congress party has aligned with the regional party has tested defeat. It happened in Maharashtra, it happened in Uttar Pradesh. Do ladko ki ladai, we have heard very famous statement from Congress and Samajwadi party, but at the end of the day, they lost the election. It is going to happen in Bihar as well, purely because Congress doesn't bring strength. Their liability in Bihar, their liability elsewhere.
The election for the 243-member Bihar Assembly is scheduled to be held later this year. The BJP has urged the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose, to intervene into the Murshidabad violence issue over Waqf Amendment Act. A petition in this regard was also filed at the Supreme Court by Shashank Shekhar Jha, requesting for a court-monitored investigation incident by the Special Investigation Team. Our correspondent reports, large number of people from violence-hit areas of Murshidabad have taken shelter in the relief camps at Vaishnav Nagar in Malda district. BJP State President Dr. Sukanto Majumdar visited the people in the relief camps yesterday. He said BJP would appeal to the Calcutta High Court to extend BSF's presence in the violence-affected areas. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju said that the Waqf Amendment Act is part of the central government policy to protect the rights of the people and to prevent anyone illegally grabbing the land of any citizen of the country. Speaking to the media in Kochi, Rijiju said that the land in Munabbam will not be allowed to be declared as Waqf land unilaterally and the rights of every citizen will be protected. The minister further said that the opposition is misleading the people and the Waqf Amendment Act is not targeting any community and many Muslim organizations have come forward in support of the law.
Campaign going on to set a narrative that the central government is working against Muslim community. No, we are here to correct the mistakes done in the past and to provide justice to the needy people. Let me also remind that it is not only other communities, not only Christian communities, but crores and crores of Muslim women, the poor Muslims.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Congress is doing vote bank politics over the recently passed Waqf Amendment Act. He accused the Congress of crushing the spirit of the Constitution to stay in the power and treating SC, ST, OBC communities as second-class citizens. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a gathering in Yamunanagar, Haryana, yesterday after launching several development projects on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar.
इतने सालों तक चल रहे वक्त के कानून में आनन फानन संशोधन कर दिया ताकि चुनाव में वोट पा सके। वोट बैंक को खुश करने के लिए इस कानून को ऐसा बना दिया कि बाबा साहब अंबेडकर के संविधान की ऐसी की तैसी, ये कहते हैं कि उन्होंने मुसलमानों के हित में किया। मैं जरा ऐसे सभियों से पूछना चाहता हूँ, वोट बैंक के भूखे इन राजनेताओं से कहना चाहता हूँ, अगर सच्चे अर्थ से आपके दिल में मुसलमानों के लिए थोड़ी भी हमदर्दी है तो कांग्रेस पार्टी अपने पार्टी के अध्यक्ष मुसलमान को बनाए।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल @ AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स, एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीज स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड द न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप। India's wholesale price index WPI based inflation eased to 2.05% in March 2025. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said this in the data released today. The WPI inflation was at 2.38% in February this year. The annual inflation rate for primary articles in the WPI declined 2.76% in March, down from 2.81% in the previous month. The data showed that the annual rate of inflation based on WPI food index decreased to 4.66% during last month from 5.94% in the previous month. Indian stock markets opened with over 2% jump today, taking cues from global optimism following US government indicating possible tariff relief. The markets maintained the upward rally in the afternoon trade, also with BSE Sensex and Nifty both trading over 2.1%, with realty, auto and financial services sectors trading in high. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,650 points to 76,807, and the NSE Nifty 50 climbed 506 points to 23,334 when reports last came in. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the 15th BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting in Brazil on Thursday. The ministry said in a statement that the meeting will focus on the theme of promoting inclusive and sustainable agriculture through cooperation, innovation and equitable trade among BRICS nations. The US government has frozen the funding of $2.3 billion to Harvard University after the institution rejected Trump administration's demand to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The development came after the US Education Department sent a letter on Friday with a list of demands to fight anti-Semitism on campus, including changes to governance, hiring practices, and admission procedures. In response, Harvard President Alan Garber accused the administration of overreach and asserted that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Akashwani Hyderabad Kendra is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee today. The Deccan Radio of the Nizam in erstwhile Hyderabad State had come into the possession of the Indian government on the same day in 1950 and came into Akashwani fold in later days. Director General Akashwani and News Services Division will be virtually unveiling the Diamond Jubilee pylon on the premises of Akashwani Hyderabad. The second leg of the ISSF Shooting World Cup 2025 will begin today at Lima in Peru. A 42-member Indian contingent will compete across the three disciplines, rifle, pistol and shotgun. Today, Indian shooters Saurabh Chaudhary, Ravinder Singh, Varun Tomar, Amit Sharma and Akash Bharadwaj will be in action in the men's 10-meter air pistol event from 10:15 p.m. IST. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Rajasthan during the next 4 to 5 days. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, scientist at IMD Dr. Naresh Kumar said that Madhya Pradesh is also expected to witness heat wave conditions during the next 3 days. He added that Chandigarh, Punjab and Haryana may also witness similar conditions on Thursday and Friday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Enforcement Directorate questions Robert Wadra in money laundering case linked to a land deal in Haryana. India's Hajj quota increases by nearly 40,000 from 2014 to 2025. Wholesale price index inflation eases to 2.05% in March. Stock market surges by over 2% following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by US. U.S. government freezes $2.3 billion funds to Harvard University after it rejects Trump's demand to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And second leg of ISSF Shooting World Cup 2025 to begin at Lima in Peru today. And with that, we end the midday news.